My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty well hit. Center field. Back goes Isbell. That is number 30. Yordan, back-to-back home runs, and the Astros lead 4-1.
Air Yordan putting on a show, another multi-home run game for him. This one a bomb, 404 to that opposite field gap.
He's so good. You know, his ability just to change the outcome of the game with one swing of the bat. And also, you know, seeing his home run was also the one that set the tone for our offense there.
We got to find something better than Singy for Jonathan Singleton. Singy.
Singy.
Singy, yeah. That first home run.
Sounds like a little bit more like a cricket player, to be honest.
So, yeah. I see where you're going with that. Yordan Alvarez, 30th home run of the year. Joe Espada, that's who you heard there talking about the big power surge from the Astros yesterday. Sweep of the Royals over the weekend. The store is open today, by the way, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pain
it feels all. You know what it. You know what it feels like. It feels a little bit like they're a little stand-in for the Mariners, the team that you're thinking like, oh man, they're on the rise. I think, and then the Astros just
slap them around.
Backhand to the face. Get this, back in your know your role.
This is,
know your role.
Know your role and shut your mouth. This is this is what playoff baseball feels like. Kansas City. All right, and Seth. Seth.
I hurt my finger on my
Seth,
ring.
Seth, you hit that hard, man.
It's a danger of marriage they don't tell you about. Jeez.
That's right. I don't know, Seth, but perhaps the music would tell you. Have you heard the good news?
Yes, I have. I can't remember the exact margin right now. But
six
yes.
games.
Six was, yes.
A
yes.
season high six
It's hard
game
to remember game. Sometimes and keep track.
It just keeps going up, up and up and up. That's the
I'm
thing,
just,
man.
I'm genuinely worried about the tip of my finger.
Yeah, you okay?
From B-slapping the Royals.
That's all right.
Small people price. Don't talk about the sacrifices us sports fans make.
That's right.
Digits. We're trying to metaphorically slap up the Royals.
That's it, man. Broken
slap
digits.
My Royals up.
Broken digits. It's good to be here on a Labor Day Monday. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Nice to be back in the saddle. Appreciate Brandon Scott sitting in for a couple days last week. And yes, that's all I could think of over the weekend, man. It's like, you know what? This was a... Royals are a cute little team, man. Came in last year and kind of made it a little dicey for the Astros trying to win the division last year. Remember that? They'd lost.
Yeah.
The Astros going into this weekend had lost 8 of their last 9 to the Royals. So for whatever reason, the Royals kind of had the Astros number until this weekend. And then they're looking around going, what's the number again? We had their number. What's the number? They lost the numbers this weekend because the Astros got the sweep. 6-game lead over the Mariners. And as I said, Seth, I think a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it might have been last Monday when we came in, maybe the week before that, I said, it ain't the Mariners anymore, man. I'm looking upward. They're only 3 games back of the Guardians right now to get the annual tradition of the bye in the first round of the playoffs.
This has been a tough season in terms of obviously the hard start, but then even as the Astros have climbed and clawed and scratched their way back to where they are, there's always just some huge looming issue. Always. And yet, this, fingers crossed, including my now broken finger, mm-hmm. Fingers crossed, like, this is the best I've felt about this pitching staff. With, you know, they go through August with one of the very best performances in a month in Major League history by a pitching staff. And you're at a point now where Blanco looks like he's righted the ship somewhat, and they're going to move him to the bullpen. And holy, oh my goodness, you got a full slate. Mm-hmm. It's a good spot. And then, not to mention, Forrest, I don't even want to say it out loud. It's like that Beetlejuice thing. It's the opposite of Beetlejuice. I'm worried that if I say Forrest Whitley's name too many times, it'll all fall apart again. Mm-hmm. He's the opposite of a Beetlejuice. He's something you're hoping will arrive mm-hmm. and stick around for a while. But if you talk about it too much, it's destined to blow up in your face. But Forrest Whitley's coming back. And look, with him, it's always been injuries and how they affect him, or just weirdness. Study drugs, whatever it might be, going way back. Mm-hmm. But you're adding to the mix now, and even strengthening potentially.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, Whitley, I'm sure, will be part of the bullpen. He got called up. So yeah, let's get people caught up. Hope you had a great weekend. First and foremost, we've got a lot of football to get to. It's week one, so we're gonna get you ready for the Colts. Start to in the next segment. But yeah, what Seth's referring to there, they expand the rosters to 28. Over the weekend, so everybody, September 1st, you can call a couple guys up from the minor leagues, and the Astros are calling up a third catcher, which a lot of teams do. Cesar Salazar is back. And Forrest Whitley, yeah, man, it was either going to be Forrest Whitley or Rafael Montero, two very polarizing figures in Astros lore. It was either going to be the guy who's been a 9-year minor leaguer and can never get healthy, or the guy who is pocketed $33 million to do nothing but stink over the last year and a half. It's Whitley.
But there's an upside.
Key to the World Series in 2022.
I know you're one of the people that just decided not to stand and cheer for Yuli Gurriel, but okay.
Not true. Okay, that is not true. I love Yuli Gurriel. Forrest Whitley is being called back. Yeah, he was great in Sugarland. He 22 innings over his last 20 outings. He's got a sub-1 ERA. So we'll see if anything happens there.
With Forrest Whitley, it's always felt like kind of waiting for the sequel to a movie to come out forever, and you're worried that it's going to end up being like Blade Runner 2045 or whatever it was, or Dumb and Dumber 2.
Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack 2,
brutal.
2. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel good about it this time. Yeah. I feel like Dan Aykroyd can really step in Caddyshack 2 for Bill Murray and bring it home.
Mason. Is he going to be Jackie Mason or Rodney Dangerfield when Forrest Whitley shows up?
That was bad casting, man. I hope Whitley does better than that. The roster's expanded to 28. Kyle Tucker, it really does feel like this is happening now. You know, you saw a video of him running over the weekend. He hit an upper deck home run in batting practice yesterday. They're actually
probably motivated by the Paralympics. You know, you watch enough of those videos, you're like, holy crap. I got a little owie on my shin. True. I better get the bell bag. Yeah. Be grateful for what you got, Kyle Tucker. Get your butt back out there.
The reason I feel good about it is Dana Brown finally, as opposed to like being very vague with the time frame, said he could potentially be back by Wednesday or Thursday of the Cincinnati series. I feel like when they're throwing specific days out there, it means that this could be happening. You alluded to it also. Ronel Blanco looks like he would be the one to go to the bullpen when they go to a 5-man rotation where they start to actually get some off days plunk down here down the stretch. So there's a lot going on, but none more important than the Astros sweeping the Royals over the weekend. Because from what I understand, and I've been a little out of the mix here over the last few days. From what I understand, Ron Hughley made a wager of some sort that now leads to him having to get his hair dyed blonde, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good bet. That's a really good radio bet.
I feel, yeah, you know what? And I'm guilty. I don't know exactly why they decided on that. I assumed it had something to do with Blanco. Because you know his current hair color is blonde,
yeah.
Or platinum, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's blonde, El Blanco Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the Oso Blanco. He's El Blanco Blanco.
El Blanco.
But I look forward to that. I think it might Ron. I think Ron can pull it off.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna look good.
Is he gonna grow it out and kind of like the perm that the kids are growing fond of these days?
I don't know. That's a good suggestion. All I know is I saw a lot of people tweeting about him dyeing his hair blonde. That's all I know at this point. If a listener wants to text in and help out, like I was gone Thursday and Friday, so I don't know what all has been going on up here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I was talking to the woman who cuts my hair this weekend, and I told her, and she agrees with me, that for a long time, if a white dude had a mullet or a mustache, or if a black guy had a perm, you could kind of like, you could look at the guy and be like, this guy's probably pretty funny. He's doing this ironically. And now we've gotten to a point where that's what these kids are doing. They're growing mustache, or young adult men. Yeah. They've got mustaches that are non-ironic. And I find myself continually disappointed that I'll meet one of them and they're like, oh, you're just a boring, typical jackass 22-year-old.
Right.
I don't like. There's no mirth here. What the hell? This is just how you choose to look.
It all comes back around, man. It all comes back around. And the mullet and the mustache. Ron bringing back the blonde hair for the fellas out there. So yeah, that's. I'm excited to see this, man. And I also want to bet this weekend with Lopez from the Notre Dame A&M game, because Notre Dame won that game.
Yeah.
You will not be subjected to having to do a show with me while I wear an A&M helmet the entire show. on the stream for the people on the YouTube and the Twitch streams, Lopez, he's going to have to wear a Notre Dame helmet the entire show on a show to be chosen by me, I guess. I don't know when. I don't think John's in today, so it won't be today.
To honor the Aggies, I would have targeted you. Seeing you wear that helmet, I would have...
Crown of the helmet, man. Yeah.
You know, they had that early ejection, and then I was more worried for Scooby Williams there. That if he had been... If he gotten hit in the knees on that targeting penalty,
yeah.
he got caught in the crossfire there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he'd been gotten hit like a millisecond earlier with his foot planted, it could have been ugly.
Yeah, could have been bad.
I wish Wigman would have just hit a receiver downfield at one point.
No, I was good. I was kind of good with his accuracy in that game. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. You can go die. I was texting between you and Farragher, my two Notre Dame alumni buddies, during the game, and I blocked Farragher's number by the end of it.
Well, was he being obnoxious?
Yeah. You know, I told him I was an honorary Aggie, and he made some pretty good jokes about it, so I had to block him. He's done. Yeah, he's dead to me now.
Till Tuesday.
I'm not inviting him to the next cult meeting.
Till Wednesday. Yeah.
I was going to try to indoctrinate him myself, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, man. So Lopez, I don't know when I'm going to do it. The big thing I need to do is get hold of an actual Notre Dame helmet. I thought about going and seeing if I could borrow like Blake Fisher or Jared Patterson's helmet or something like that.
I tell you what, there is those helmets like under the bright lights of Kyle Field. It at one point there where I was deluding myself into thinking that Notre Dame was going to blow that game, despite their quarterback being obviously more ready for the moment. It was almost like the helmets were. I was coming up with something poetic, but no, they just
like won. A seraphim's glow. Eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
Riley Leonard, eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
That's what he was. All right.
Casey Wigman, eyes as wide as a doe caught in the headlights.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's what he was.
He had no options downfield, man. There was nothing. It was a classic. They were throwing up hoping for a PI at some point.
That secondary is really, really good for Notre Dame. I texted Casario was at the game. I texted him. I said, best secondary at Notre Dame since Todd Light lived down the hall from me in 1991.
They were really good. That was very impressive by them. And then having a Notre Dame's offensive line, it was an issue for them. Their youth was an issue, and they just the A&M just couldn't capitalize on it quite enough.
Yeah, six combined. Sorry, we'll get to that at 7 o'clock. I've got a big question for Aggies and college football fans. We'll get to it at 7 o'clock. We'll do an Acknowledge Me at 7:20. We're here all 4 hours. I know usually during football season, Monday's a two-hour deal. Seth and I are here till 10 a.m. this morning, so we're getting you ready. Week one is here, man. It is week one. I'm fired up. The Colts and the Texans, hell week. Begins today. In fact, it begins in about 5 minutes. We will start
a week for one of them.
That's right. A week of joy for us. I know it. We'll get to that coming up next. Stay there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!